Aircheckdownloads.com.
Now, millennials have made a bold statement. They love these bold statements,
oh, yes,
these millennials, about what could be a deal breaker with a relationship. So this statement first arose in a survey of 2,000 adults that delved into disruptors most impacting sleep. Oh, I hate my sleep being interrupted.
Mine is often interrupted.
Yeah.
I have a child who doesn't like to sleep by herself and a husband who likes to fall asleep on the sofa.
Well.
So he always disrupts my sleep.
It's neither of those. Apparently, eating in bed may be a big culprit. Could be a deal breaker for the millennials. Yeah, I'm not keen on eating in bed. I can't stand.
You know when you have like breakfast in bed when someone brings it to you and you're like, oh, I don't know what to do with this now.
Crumbs doesn't feel
everywhere.
Right. Doesn't no. feel right. I hate when crumbs don't get me started. Sometimes I get into bed and the other half has been eating in bed.
Yeah.
And then you lay over and you can feel the crumbs underneath you.
Oh,
like,
no. I also had a considerable amount of sand in my bed the other day because we go to the beach and my kids just cook. Well, I know you get covered in sand anyway, but my daughter clearly had quite a lot left in her hair. There was loads of sand on my pillow, you know, where did this come from?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, half of New Brighton Beach is missing. That's because it's in my car. My kids have been there a couple of times in the last week, and it's currently in the car.
Yeah.
Like the amount of sand that gets in the car from the beach.
Yeah, my dad.
I don't know how they do
my
it.
Dad's a nightmare. He, we've got a little brush and dustpan. I kid you not, in the boot of his car in Spain.
Yeah.
So that I have to dust the children's feet down before I let them in the car.
If ever you need like a sort of makeshift egg timer, what I would do is recommend is grab one of my child's shoes.
Yes.
And just sort of hold it upside down and watch the sand pour out for approximately 30 seconds.
Yeah. Perfect.
Honestly, absolutely shocking. But yeah, apparently eating in bed is the one that really gets the millennials.
Yeah.
It's a deal breaker, apparently, for a lot of them. 48%, I think. Oh, no, they admit they regularly eat in bed, and these respondents are likely to crave cookies, chips and popcorn. They're not bed-friendly
Well,
foods.
No. I mean, the popcorn. I love popcorn. Like, popcorn's one of my go-to snacks. I wouldn't eat it in bed, though. I mean, I haven't really got... I don't have time, quite frankly, to sit in bed and eat. It would be nice to have the time, but my kids have got very busy schedules, as have I.
What's the deal breaker for you then? What would your other half have to do for you to be like, no, you're not doing that anymore? I mean, you know, you're married with kids now. Maybe out of your life is a bit extreme, but you know what I mean? What would be the deal breaker if you used to be like, no, that's it, you're getting another bed in the next room?
Well, he started snoring. I think it might be an age thing.
Uh-oh.
Only mostly on his back, but lately it started to be on the side. So this is getting to the stage where I'm having to nudge him.
Yeah.
And if it's only very, very rarely, but that could be a deal breaker for us. We could have separate beds because it gets on my nerves.
I am historically a terrible snorer.
No,
awful, awful. To the extent where it was on the back was the main problem.
Yeah.
To the extent where my wife has now trained me, and I can't fall asleep unless I'm on my side now.
I don't know how anyone can fall asleep on their back. I've always felt
no, I used to love just going head on the pillow. Dunk.
Gone.
Honestly,
no.
She'll often, in the night, she hasn't done this for a while, and it really, really winds me up, but I can see why she does it.
Yeah.
She'll, if I'm being a particular pain with my snoring, she'll record it on a phone and play it in my ear to be like, that's what I'm dealing with.
This is what you're doing at the moment.
When I'm asleep.
What?
I wake up furious as well. I'm like...
My mum's a snorer, but it's like a really annoying little snore. So when we went to New York and we shared a room, I had to throw socks at her because all she does is...
Oh, no.
And it's just...
I think that's worse.
Yeah,
I think if you're gonna snore, go for it. Go...
It's just a tiny little snore a lot of the time,
no.
And it drives
That's
me mad.
Worse. That's worse.
Yeah.
So what is your relationship deal breaker, I suppose? What would it have to be for you to be like, nope, we cannot continue with this sleeping arrangement. We're going to have to either split up or you're going to have to go into another room or on the sofa or something. 0800 731 9333 is the number to call. Hey, do you remember yesterday was National Hug Your Boss Day?
Yes.
I went and gave him a hug afterwards.
Aww.
And I recorded the moment.
Oh.
I'll let you listen in a mo.
Aircheckdownloads.com.